tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 1st of June 2026 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. It's the first day of meteorological summer today. We are now into the summertime and I'm pleased to announce that we have the return of an earlier podcast series. On Friday, I am hoping that we will be able to continue the Patriotic History series. Now, I've had to get a new co-host for that because the two previous co-hosts, Patriot and Truthvids, are both now too busy to give any of their time to actually restart the series. So I found somebody else with a knowledge of history. Hopefully, we're going to record on Friday. And we will be continuing straight on from where we got up to in the original series, which was looking at the Bayeux Tapestry. And specifically, we're going to be going into how William the Norman came to be the King of England and the war that took place. So we'll be continuing straight on from where we left off. Hopefully that will be this Friday. Next Friday, we'll have another episode of Thought Criminals. We were calling it Thought Crime. That's the new podcast series with myself and Sam Melia. But I think Thought Criminals sounds a bit better. We had an episode of that last Friday. I forgot to announce it, actually, on the Daily Nationalist on Friday, that we also had a new episode of Thought Criminals. It's actually, at the moment, it's still going in the Daily Nationalist section, because I have to have three episodes of a podcast before I can give it its own individual section on the Radio Albion website. So that will be getting a new section after next week's episode has been published. So two new series there for you to look out for. Well, unfortunately, over the weekend, we had a repeat of multicultural violence in Paris, and this seems to regularly happen in Paris. It happens every New Year's Eve. They have a tradition of setting fire to cars and rioting in the multicultural areas of Paris. Last year, when the football was won by Paris, there was huge riots. And this year, the same thing happened. I mean, you could see it on the television, setting fire to things, fireworks being fired at the police. Somebody died, massive arrests, and all because this football team won the Champions League. The football team, I think it might have one actual person of French ethnicity in it. The rest of them all appear to be multicultural. And this just seems to be what happens in multicultural areas. When a multicultural team wins a sports game, they all riot. And we've had some comments on this. This first article that I have, it comes from Breitbart, and it's headlined, "Macron condemns unacceptable violence throughout France in wake of Champions League final." During a celebration on Sunday to honour Champions League victors Paris Saint-Germain, French President Emmanuel Macron condemned the unacceptable scenes of violence and mayhem across the country following the match on Saturday. The historic repeat win for PSG was marred by a repeat of widespread destruction by hordes of youths who rioted, set fires, clashed with police and looted in cities and towns throughout France. And that word youths there, I wonder if that is a euphemism for multicultural youth, effectively, because this happens in the multicultural areas. During the chaotic evening, which was described by a French paper of record, Le Figaro, as a bad remake of A Clockwork Orange with a Dantean atmosphere, some 780 people were arrested, 219 were injured, including 8 seriously wounded, and 1 young man lost his life. Meanwhile, at least 15 cities recorded instances of looting. Reminds me of Black Lives Matter protests, looting going on and extreme violence. It just seems to be that whenever multicultural areas feel some form of unrest, whether it's protests at something terrible happening or whether it's celebrating winning a game, it all just seems to be an excuse for smashing things up, stealing and violence. While honouring members of the Paris Saint-Germain champion squad on Sunday at the Élysée Palace, French President Emmanuel Macron took time to condemn those who took part in the fracas. "I don't want us to become accustomed to this," he said. Well, that's a bit unfortunate, isn't it? Because it happens every year, Macron, doesn't it? It happens every year on New Year's Eve. Cars are set fire to, extreme violence occurs, and it all happens in the areas which are full of people of non-French ethnicity. I should imagine you have already become accustomed to this. I mean, it's been going on ever since I discovered nationalism and became a nationalist, which was well over a decade ago. This sort of violence was occurring, as I say, just with any excuse, basically. Normally it happens on New Year's Eve. He continued, "We saw unacceptable scenes of violence in Paris and other cities last night for a good part of the night," the president said per La Parisienne. "I want to thank the Minister of the Interior, the Prefect of Police, all the teams who mobilised in the Paris region and in many provincial cities in the face of what is unspeakable. I want to thank our law enforcement, the shopkeepers, the victims," he added. He wouldn't have to be thanking any of them if the country wasn't multicultural, if he hadn't allowed all these people in there that are of non-French ethnicity, and not just him, but the politicians before him. There are quite a few memes going around online which show Paris under occupation by the Germans in the Second World War, where people are sitting around reading newspapers, having cups of tea, there's no litter on the streets. And then contrasting that with multicultural Paris today, where there is streets covered in litter, covered in homeless, extreme violence going on, police being fired upon, fireworks being let off everywhere. It's a complete contrast, basically. And yet you're supposed to think that occupation by the Nazis was this horrific time for France. Well, it's not nearly as horrific in France under the Germans as it was when the French were liberated, in actual fact, when the Allies just bombed the hell out of the place. Far more damage was done when the Allies liberated France than when the Germans occupied France. And to look at it today, it's hard-pressed to say which was better, the Allied bombing or the extreme violence that seems to take place regularly now that France has become multicultural. In actual fact, the Germans predicted this, and they had a little cartoon that was made up, and I think it said France in the millennium, in the year 2000, and it actually had two white Frenchmen, and they were a zoo exhibit, and all around them were people of quite obviously of non-French ethnicity. And it was basically highlighting the fact that France would the French would become a minority in their own country, which quite clearly they are in a lot of cities in France now. They are the minority, if not the minority nationally. Getting back to the article here, Macron continued, "This is not football. This is not sport. This is not what we like. So thank you to our police officers, to our gendarmes. We will be uncompromising with those who have been caught. We don't want to see this anymore. It's over. We've had enough," Macron vowed. Yes, they've had enough until the next time it happens. For his part, Minister of Interior Laurent Nunez defended the government's response, saying that the situation was largely under control and that France was a great country for managing public order. Yes, it really sounds like it, doesn't it, with that many number of people injured and one person dying. However, some are quick to note the distinctly multicultural aspect of the riots and therefore linked the outbreak of violence to the government's failures to limit immigration or remove those with no right to remain in the country. Well, obviously that's good that people are pointing this out and they are limiting these riots to the government's own immigration policy. Former French presidential candidate Eric Zemmour, who was personally accosted during the aftermath of the match on Saturday, said, "Every PSG victory, same result. Every major national celebration, same result. No police deployment can compensate. At some point, you have to stop deploying riot police and start expelling those who turn every gathering into a battlefield." What he's calling for there is remigration. Sending these people that cause these problems, sending them back to their ancestral homelands where they can cause the problems there rather than causing them here in white countries. Eric Zemmour, I guess you could call him the opposition to Marine Le Pen and her national rally. He's the leader of the other anti-immigration party that contests elections in France. He is actually Jewish, I think, so no surprise there. And unfortunately, Marine Le Pen, although she is the most popular politician in France, it sounds like she's not going to be able to stand for the national rally anymore because of this problem she had with the European Union. She was found guilty of misusing European Union funds to pay for security guards, I think, and it wasn't supposed to be paid for security guards, something ridiculous like that. Anyway, she's been banned from standing, even though she is the most popular politician in France. This seems to be something that countries in the European Union are now doing. When it's the same with the Alternative for Deutschland party, they are now pretty much the most popular party in Germany, and the European Union is trying to ban them from standing in the EU, and the Germans themselves are trying to, or the German state and the other parties are trying to ban the AfD from standing. And we see the same thing here. We see Marine Le Pen, and she's being banned from standing in France. It seems when you do get popular politicians and the demos, the public, support them and want to vote for them, first thing that happens is that ability to vote for them gets taken away. So we don't have free democracies if that happens. If the state removes the right for somebody to actually stand and they are a very popular person, then we don't have democracy, do we? Democracy is supposed to be the most popular person wins the election and governs the country, and yet we don't have that anymore. When the most popular person is a civic nationalist or a populist, then the state does everything it can to shut them down. Former Interior Minister Bruno Retailleau also directly linked the violence to mass migration, which he said has fueled the erosion of respect for the law and the weakening of the Republican Pact. Well, that's the least of the problems that multiculturalism causes. I mean, the end result of multiculturalism is that the original ethnic group that built the country ends up no longer existing because it ends up interbreeding itself out of existence. And this is what's happened to all these previous civilizations of the past. If you look at places like the Middle East and India, Afghanistan, all these hot countries, you see the evidence of these wonderful great civilizations of the past, and the people that you see living there now are not the same people that built those civilizations. The people that are living there now have a much lower IQ. They're not capable of maintaining the civilization, which is why it's all in ruins. And they are effectively the end results of the white people that built the civilization then interbreeding with the Aborigines. And the end result is a non-white group of people living in ruins and incapable of actually building their own civilization. They require help in order to do that. I mean, people must question why it is that all these old civilizations of the past, why they collapsed. Well, they simply collapsed because, for instance, in Athens, they were no longer Athenians living in Athens. It was no longer the people that built Athens that were the people of Athens. I mean, we see it in London. London is no longer the people that made up of no longer the people that actually built London, is it? It's 65% non-white, something like that. And you think that the Londoners, the people that built London, the Trinovantes were the people that built London, the British. And they no longer exist there. The Cockneys, that you find it hard to actually find a genuine Cockney in London. They've all had to move to Essex. I mean, that's open ethnic cleansing for you. That's happened there. The Republican candidate for president, that's this Bruno Retailleau, added that he would implement facial recognition software to identify every rioter and to restore financial liability for rioting, saying, you smash, you pay. Restore financial liability for rioting? I mean, what he appears to be saying there is that these people that carry out these riots and the looting, when they get caught by the state, they don't actually have to pay for what they've stolen. I mean, I don't really know how else you can understand that. We need to restore financial liability for rioting. And the only way you can understand that is there must not actually be any financial liability for rioting and looting. Well, we, as I pointed out, this has actually happened before, happened last year. I've got another quote here on that. The violence in 2025, which saw nearly 500 arrests in Paris, two people killed last year, over 190 injured, and hundreds of fires set across the country, was widely linked to France's increasingly multicultural landscape, including Rassemblement National, the national rally leader, Jordan Bardella, who lamented that Paris had become a playground for thugs and that the image of France was being tarnished in the world. So I guess they could say, well, at least only one person died this year after the football. Last year it was two people. Then Interior Minister Bruno Retailleau condemned the quote-unquote barbarians who engaged in savagery following the PSG victory over Milan. Commenting on the outbreak of violence on Saturday, former French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen remarked, only in France does the victory of a football club spark riots. Only in France does everyone feel compelled to lock themselves in their homes on a night of victory to avoid being confronted with violence. The French can no longer stand these scenes of chaos that multiply at the slightest pretext, and this despite an extraordinary security apparatus. Well, I do wonder what it's like in Africa at these sports games. I mean, what happens in South Africa? Do they have to lock themselves at home in South Africa when their team wins the football or any excuse? I mean, they do seem to have a lot of riots and looting that takes place in that country. Well, it's interesting that we have this happening at the moment in France, because there's also a poll that's just been released about how the French people think of France. And again, this comes from Breitbart, and the headline is, France, 7 in 10 believe crime is out of control and the country faces Mexicanization. Mexicanization, that's a new term to me. And it means that the country is becoming like Mexico. Mexico is notorious for being lawless, basically, and for being run by gangs. I mean, it's pretty similar to Haiti, although you do sort of have a semblance of government still there in Mexico. You have parts of Mexico that are just run by these criminal gangs. And it sounds like France is going in that direction. A survey has found that over 7 in 10 people in France believe that crime is out of control, with fears that the country is sliding towards a Mexicanization in which public authority is destroyed. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, that there were just constant protests in France, wasn't it? You remember the Yellow Vests protests? Every day there was a Yellow Vest protest. It went on for over a year. People started trying to have Yellow Vest protests in Britain. You would think after all of those protests that something would be done about this. But no, nothing's been done about it. And the country is sliding towards Mexicanization. According to a poll this week from CSA for Le Journal du Dimanche, 72% of French people believe that crime is out of control. I should imagine a lot of people in Britain think the same. I mean, sort of the British answer to the increase in crimes is to stop investigating certain crimes and stop recording them. if they stop recording them and stop investigating them, then the number of crimes goes down, doesn't it? The number of solved crimes goes down, and they can say, oh yes, well, our crime rate is decreasing. It's going to decrease even more once they stop prosecuting youngsters under the age of 18 for carrying knives and other things, which seems to be the Labour Party's most recent idea, which we discussed, as I say, on the Thought Criminals podcast on Friday. This belief is firmest among supporters of the centre-right Republicans at 92%, followed by 83% of National Rally and 62% of supporters of President Emmanuel Macron's neoliberal bloc. I mean, that is interesting. Even the people on the left are saying that crime is out of control. I do find it interesting that it's actually more on the centre-right, 92%, that are saying this, and only 83% of the nationalists. And that is surprising. That's effectively saying over here, it would be like saying that more of the conservatives think crime is out of control than people in reform, which sort of doesn't really add up, does it? The sentiment was also held by a majority of left-wing voters at 55% overall. This included 58% of supporters of the far-left La France Insoumise party of Jean-Luc Mélenchon, and 51% of socialist voters. I wonder if part of that is that they think that hate speech is out of control, and they see people being critical of immigration, they see that as a crime. Only Green Party supporters were below a majority at just 45% in not believing that the country faces the prospect of becoming like Mexico, where the state loses authority to rogue criminal elements. As I say, it goes from Mexico to Haiti, where you just don't have a government at all and the whole place is just openly run by criminal gangs. I think lots of Mexico is run by criminal gangs, but they have this illusion, this veneer of it actually being run by the government. The survey found that women were more likely than men to view the situation as out of control at 76% to 69% respectively, perhaps as a result of increased concern over crimes like sexual assault. Well, I should imagine in France there is a terrible problem with sexual assault with how multicultural it is. I mean, we know that sexual assaults and rapes are vastly overrepresented with illegal immigrants. For instance, over here in Britain, illegal immigrants in Dorset were responsible for something like 47% of the rapes. And when you look at their percentage of the population, that means that they're 550 times more likely to sexually assault someone or rape someone than the indigenous British population. And I can't see that it's going to be any different in France. So illegal immigrants are probably more likely to be convicted of sexual assault in France as well. And then you have to think about the legal ones, the legal migrants, like the legal Afghan migrants are 20 times or 22 times more likely to rape and sexually assault than the indigenous population. But unfortunately in France we don't actually have any ethnic figures. I mean, it's very hard to actually get the details of this because they don't collect the figures based on ethnicity. I mean, what you have to do is you have to look at the names of the people that have actually been prosecuted, and it has to be done sort of separately rather than officially being done by the government. But they can actually work this out. This is because in France, they just assume that anybody that has a piece of paper saying they're a French citizen, they just assume that that makes them a Frenchman. Obviously, it doesn't. It just makes them a French citizen. It does not make them a French man. Age also appears to have a significant effect on the opinion, with 76% of people over 50 years old believing there has been a loss of control, compared to 71% of respondents aged 25 to 44, and just 55% of 18 to 24-year-olds. And also, I mean, there will be a number of migrants here that also think that crime is out of control. Don't forget, I mean, as we discussed on the Thought Criminals podcast, that the biggest victims of black crime are black people themselves. And I should imagine it's the same in France. The most likely to be a victim of black crime will be the black community themselves. So I should imagine a lot of them are very concerned about the loss of law and order over there. The poll was published shortly before the second year of riots, looting and widespread mayhem on Saturday night following the repeat victory of the Paris Saint-Germain Football Club in the Champions League final over London's Arsenal. Interesting that this poll literally just came out, and then, rather like the proof of the pudding, we then had all these riots take place, which were entirely predictable. As we say, they had them last year as well. Interior Minister Laurent Nunez said on Sunday morning that 780 arrests were made across France during the chaotic celebrations, an increase of 30% over last year's victory over Milan in the same tournament. Yeah, but one person less died last year, so you can't really say that this is worse, with an increase of 30%. Commenting on the social decay, national rally leader Jordan Bardella said on Sunday morning, in Paris, in Ile-de-France, as everywhere on the territory, violence and vandalism are multiplying. Groups are targeting public property, businesses and law enforcement. The modus operandi is always the same, to stone, destroy and pillage. And again, it does remind me of these Black Lives Matter riots that we had a couple of years back. They were targeting public property, businesses and law enforcement. So I say, it doesn't seem to matter whether they're aggrieved at something bad happening, you get Black Lives Matter riots, or they're celebrating because something good has happened, a multicultural team has won the football. The end result is always the same. It's looting and pillaging and destroying things. Total support for our police, gendarmes and firefighters who ensure the country's protection in the face of an atmospheric violence that has become unbearable. The authority of the state must be upheld everywhere. So, I mean, that's pretty similar to what Macron is saying, but Macron's policies are not going to stop this, are they? The only parties that are going to stop this are nationalist parties, because they will institute a policy of remigration and start removing these people that are causing these problems back to their ancestral homelands. So the biggest problem with this seems to be this concern that when you remove them to their ancestral homelands, have to be quote unquote safe, which means that they're not going to hang them for the crimes that they committed over here, or hang them for crimes that they were previously wanted for in their own countries. And this seems to be the sticking point in Britain for deporting foreign criminals. And I should imagine it's the same in France. But I guess the only way you could do away with that is to remove this requirement for it to be safe and just say, look, if you commit crimes in our country, you will be deported to the country of your ancestry. Whether it's considered to be a safe country or not, you will be deported. I think that's the answer to this. Former Interior Minister and current presidential candidate Bruno Retailleau added, "Let's be clear-eyed. This crisis of authority will not be resolved without addressing the migratory disorders that have for years fueled the erosion of respect for the law and the weakening of the Republican Pact." Again, so that confirming the point that it's the government's own migration policy that is the cause of all this. Yes, the individuals themselves are responsible. There is an element of responsibility for looting and rioting. But the fact is, they wouldn't be possible to loot and riot. It just wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the government's immigration policy in the first place. France should not have to endure this violence with every trophy. Order is a decision. And that was his final word on the matter. Well, unfortunately, I think it's going to happen again. It will happen again next year. I think it will happen whether they win the football or whether they lose the football, whether something good happens or whether something bad happens. I think you're just going to continue to have riots and looting, because unfortunately, that's what happens. The more multicultural an area becomes, then the more likely that is to occur. Of course, that's not the same for every ethnic group. I mean, if you have a multicultural area with Chinese and Japanese in it, then very unlikely to have this sort of thing happen, because statistically they're very unlikely to do this sort of thing. But if you look at what the vast population of France is, which the multicultural population, which is black African, you see, well, black Africans have a history of rioting and fighting and tribal warfare and all these sorts of things. And that's, you know, you can't, they're not just going to suddenly stop being like that, are they? They've been like that for thousands of years. At whatever time point in history you choose to look at, there's always going to be an element of black people that riot and loot. And if you invite these people into your country, as our politicians have done, the end result is going to be fighting, rioting and looting, which is exactly what nationalists have been predicting ever since the end of the Second World War. And of course, all these things are now happening. And when you complain about it, when you protest about it, if you use your own words to protest about it, then you run the risk of being sent to prison. You have to use these politically corrected terms when discussing these subjects. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.